Out of Florida's 67 counties, five of them have to get pre-cleared by the federal government before any change can be implemented. That's due to a history of language and racial discrimination. But Baylor Johnson, a spokesman for the ACLU of Florida, says having five counties follow their own elections rules creates a two-tiered system.
What you have is two different sets of laws dictating elections in the state of Florida. That sets the stage for all sorts of potential problems.
Last year, the Florida legislature passed a new election law that curtailed early voting hours and made it harder for people to change their address on election day. The changes have not yet taken effect in those five counties because it is still under federal review. But this two-tiered system has already survived the presidential preference primary back in January.
Why is it now that this is being noticed?
It's not just that it's now being noticed. I'm trying to find 30-second answers for these questions, and it's hard.
Johnson eventually said when state officials realized they were about to lose a Justice Department review for violating the Voting Rights Act, they decided to push ahead with the new law in 62 counties and skip the ones under more intense scrutiny.
Now, that violates a portion of state law known as the Uniformity Statute, which requires uniform elections throughout the state.
But Chris Kate, a spokesman for the Florida Department of State, says they are waiting for the federal government to clear the five counties so they can adopt the law, followed by all the rest.
If the five counties are denied a preclearance approval, then the new law would not go into effect in those five counties. But that denial of preclearance does not directly impact the rest of the state because they are already implementing the new law.
So does that mean we will be stuck with the two-tiered system, of which would be in violation of current state law?
I would think that there would certainly what's the best way to answer that?
Kate eventually said the department is confident that the new elections law is not discriminatory and will be approved. They're hoping to get a ruling soon so the process doesn't drag on. In the meantime, the ACLU, along with Democratic Tampa Senator Arthenia Joyner and the National Council of La Raza, are just taking the latest jab in the ongoing battle over Florida's elections by asking an administrative judge to order officials to use one set of rules for the entire state. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.